This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Hey, AC Sparky Pfeiffer, 1250 AM, The Fan, broadcasting live from beautiful, cold, very, very cold, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Follow me on Twitter at Sparky Radio. Follow Nathan Marzion at Nathan Marzion. Talking about the Bucks taking care of the Sacramento Kings on Sunday. Dame time, baby. He takes over late in overtime, including hitting a buzzer beater to send the Sacramento Kings home quietly as the Bucks get another victory. And Giannis was on the floor late in that game in regulation. And the first time he went to the free throw line, he was on the opposite side of the floor from where they were inbounding it all by himself. Because obviously nobody on the Kings thought they were going to be dumb enough to throw him the ball. So they were all just kind of, all right, we're going to guard who's in front of us and he can sit out down there because obviously they're not going to throw him the ball and they don't want him to have the ball, which would have been the smart plan. I agree. That's what I was thinking. And instead they throw him the ball. Then he holds the ball. Oh, come follow me. I'm good. Okay. So to the line he goes, and I'm telling you, I know he made the first two. And you're going to say, well, see, Spark, he made the first two. What are you mad about? That's not the point. The point is, I don't want him in that situation. I don't want him at the line to be in that damn situation. I don't. And I understand, right, that he's the MVP type player and he's the face of the team. And you're not going to tell Kobe Bryant to sit down at a no, but you know what? You tell Shaq to get his big fat butt off the court because you don't want him shooting free throws in situations like that. Or Mutombo or some of these other big dudes. Yeah. Look, it's no different. Is he shooting free
throws? No, it is different. Hey,
no,
hold on.
No,
it is different.
It's not
Shaq,
different.
Look. Giannis, this season, and yes,
he's shooting better. I know.
85% on clutch free throws this season. That is not Shaq, okay?
No, you're right.
You can say you're not. You don't love him being at the line. I don't love it either. I'm not like, oh, yes, Giannis got the ball. He's going to the line. No, but it's not Shaq. He's been a clutch free throw shooter this year. He's out there, to me, and I have no problem with it because he is the safety blanket. Because, you number one,
the safety blanket is somebody that you believe in will go and hit shots. That's
no, the safety blanket. No, I'm talking about safety blanket as in being able to inbound the ball if nothing is there. Okay, we can always either Giannis will be open because they're not going to defend him, or if someone even is defending Giannis and you can't find anyone, you can lob it up in his direction. He can usually get the ball over someone.
Sure.
Whereas
sure.
Who else are you going to put out there? That you can put out a bunch of guards, but if they can't get open, you might not be able to inbound the ball. And I would rather inbound the ball to Giannis than not inbound the ball at all. So, and now I do, there's two things. Number one, I agree. I'd rather see him when he gets the ball looking to get rid of it before they can follow him if he has time. You know, I don't want him holding the ball, like, come follow me. I'd rather it be, okay, let me try to get it to someone else. Now, if they're covered, then yes, hold the ball. At the same time, when Giannis did that last season, I feel like people complain about it both ways because people complain that he holds the ball to go to the line, but last season, in game five, their final game against the Heat, he gets the ball with 6 seconds left on a jump ball. And they're, you know, the Heat are trying to foul. And he immediately tries to get it to Chris, which was a good play because he saw Chris was open, threw it to Chris. But right as he threw it to Chris kind of went the opposite direction. All of a sudden, the ball kind of almost gets lost. Yeah. And people clowned Giannis for saying he doesn't want to shoot free throws. And I'm like, well, he shouldn't be the one that's trying to shoot free throws in these scenarios because he's not as good of a free throw shooter. So to me, if you're going to, and I'm not saying you do this, but the people that are going to complain about Giannis holding the ball and going to the line can't be the same people that are making fun of him for trying to look for Chris or getting the ball out of his hands,
no,
you know, quick, late.
I'm just saying, I think, I'm just saying I don't want him on the floor, period. In that situation where you're
but,
up.
But then who do you have on the floor?
The jump ball situation, it's a close game. Okay, well, obviously he has to be on the floor, you know, if it's close. But in this situation where you're up, you know they're going to foul. He doesn't have to be out there because they're going to foul somebody. They're not going to run an offensive set. They're not going to run an offensive play. They don't need him out there.
But wouldn't you rather have a situation where you're like, I know worst case scenario, I can lob it up to Giannis or give it to Giannis who's open, rather than saying, I mean, who are you going to put in his position that you're comfortable, like they'll get open and get the ball? The other thing I was going to say about this, like, number one, I want Giannis, if he gets the ball and has time, to try to give it up. Yes. Number two, I do wish they had a better play to get Dame the ball, because it seems like, you know, they have like something they kind of do, but it usually is able to just kind of get sniffed out right away. They just cover Dame and they don't really get him open. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, nobody's open. All right, just throw it to Giannis, because it's, you know, again, throwing to Giannis is better than having a 5 second violation or throwing the ball away.
And the other team's not going to guard Giannis. They want you to throw the ball to Giannis.
Yeah. And so, I mean, again, I don't have a problem with it, because it's the safety blanket being able to throw the ball in at, you know, worst case scenario, we have the ball in one of our guys' hands and he's going to the line, rather than not knowing where the ball is going to end up going. To me, that's the thing. Whereas if they didn't have Giannis out there, I don't know who they'd end up throwing the ball to. Like, if nobody's getting open, I don't know. Like, I just don't know who you're putting in Giannis' spot that you're like, oh, okay, that guy will be able to get open. I don't know.
I don't necessarily worry about it to that degree. If I don't think somebody can get open, other teams don't have Giannis. They find ways to get guys open and get them the basketball. You've got, now again, last night they didn't have Middleton out there, fine, but you still have Middleton and Lillard that are both all-star type players. Hopefully one of them can get open. And if you don't get one of those two, you certainly can have three other players out there that you feel more comfortable about getting the ball and getting to the free throw line than you do with Giannis at this point. And again, he deserves credit. He's shooting better this year than he has in the past. No question. I'm just saying, in a situation like they were in against the Kings at the end of regulation, that to me, I was just like, what are we doing? And I get it. Like, he's a wide open, throw him the ball. I understand. But I just, to me, I wouldn't have had him out there. Okay, go ahead.
And I would say, I mean, I'm not saying I'm trying to get him the ball by any means. Like, again, for me, I'm fine with it as long as you're trying to get it to someone else first. You're looking for Dame. You're looking for, you know, again, Chris wasn't in the game, which is part of this, but you're looking for Dame. You're looking for someone else. And if nothing's open, you have no timeouts, then you give it to Giannis and you're like, Okay, you know, we just got the ball in. I'll take it. Like, that's fine. That's what I'm assuming is, you know, when we're talking about this, like, I'm assuming they do all those things first and then they give it to Giannis. I'm fine with that. Now, if they're running plays to get Giannis the ball, or if they're, you know, again, if in that situation they got it and immediately just threw it to Giannis without even trying to get it to Dame, yes, I'd have a problem with it, because that's dumb to me. But yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.